So, how are you guys doing? You having a fun time? Do you have festival feet yet? So I do. I've only been here 2 hours, and they're already covered in crap. For the good kind of the festival crap. We're all on an evil playing field. I mean, even. That was weird. Evil playing field. Would you like to? Oh, I would love that. Everyone, he's going to introduce us, so be nice.
All right, our next performer, her debut record, Onside Now, has put her up against some pretty big names in country music history, and it's well deserved. And rather than hear me talk about it, she can prove it to you and her kick-ass band. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Caitlin Rose.
I didn't know he was going to compliment me. That sets everything up in a horrible way.
Throw food in the face.
said. I would have warned you if I'd known. I would have warned you if I'd known. But I never knew I was cruel. No, I never knew I was cruel. With some new ones, and I don't think any of you know who I am, so I think that's perfectly reasonable. This next one is about a Vegas chapel, and I've never even been to Vegas, so I guess I'm kind of a jerk, but it's an interesting subject nonetheless. It's called pink champagne, which is a lovely drink if you're drunk and in love.
Look out of the window, babe, see how far you go. See how all the time does fly when you're staring out the window. Pictures in the wedding place of the falling star. Do you feel like a midnight show?
song is a little bit faster. Is anybody out there a hoarder? A self-professed hoarder? You don't collect anything weird, but you just have this really big collection of things that don't matter. These things happen, you don't have to be ashamed. They have shows about it, so you could be famous. It's really bad.
I'm in for this.
We're gonna do something loud again. What about rabbits? Do you have rabbits here? Okay, that's a dumb question. I like asking you. It's called rabbits. It's all about rabbits. Not really. It's not. of them are sad, huh? I feel like y'all listened to some really happy songs today. I felt kind of bad. I didn't know if I was coming here to make your party a bummer. I am really good at that. So, you do what you know. That's what I do. I bum people out. It's a talent. I spent a long time learning how to do that. So speaking of bumming people out, this is my favorite song to bum people out with. And we've also, I don't think, played it, so we're gonna figure it out.
I
song about landmines. I really like landmines. Unfortunately for my personal life, I like that. That was a tasteless joke and I didn't even mean it. I was just trying to make you laugh. Hey-o! Are y'all having a good time? You swear it? Okay, then I'm having a good time too, but I'm not gonna be the first to say it. It's just a rule. This song is pretty fun. It's about smoking cigarettes, which is a pretty stupid thing to do, but I keep on doing it. Thank you. open beers. But it was a fly. I do have a fun idea for a fun drinking song, but that means you're gonna have to sing with me. And there's quite a lot of you, so if half of you participate, we'll be solid. Are you okay with that? Can I tell you what you're gonna do? What you're gonna do is you're gonna sing these things with me, and they go, "There's an answer in one of." There must be something that they forgot to mention. There's an answer in one of these bottles, I know. So I'm gonna drink until I forget the question. On drums. To my left, the lovely Reno Bo on bass. And then I'm just gonna play it on the one. Badly. Oh my, somebody likes you. To my left is Spencer Cullum Jr. on pedal steel. And I think he might just take the solo right now because I don't know what else to do. Singing along, baby, don't you ever mean no fun.
Caitlin Rose, everybody.